This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Comfy chair, check. Shoppers everywhere. Stores swirling around me, check. Microphone in hand. Todd's here. My security blanket, Todd, is here. Manny, he's everybody's security blanket's here. Check, 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 check. We're ready to go with a Friday edition, Black Friday edition of What's On Your Mind live from West Acres in Fargo, North Dakota. This is like the shopping epicenter of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, right? And I just wanted to absorb it all in. But this to me, fellas, you know what I'm saying? This is how you do shopping. I just sit here in my comfy little chair.
And they weren't open yesterday, right? They were the one of the ones that stayed closed so everybody could be with families and stuff, right?
I can't remember. I know that...
Like Columbia Mall and Grand Forks is going to be open.
Yeah, they were. I was there last night. Yep.
I was there.
I don't think 5 o'clock or something. Maybe a little later. Yeah, around 7, I guess it was. It wasn't crazy busy, but Haley wanted to make 2 stops. So we needed to walk off a little turkey anyway, but at that point, you know, everything pretty much been done. But my idea of shopping is, see, I find the comfiest chair in the mall. I'm that guy. Right, and then you know, outside the store where Haley, our youngest daughter, she's the Uber shopper. She just loves to shop. In fact, we have a little trip planned to the Mall of America coming up in later next month. As a matter of fact, kind of an annual after Christmas thing. And same thing. I just say, okay, you shop. I'm going to sit right here and just relax. People watch. Do you like the people watch at the mall, Todd?
You saw me doing that, as a matter of fact, at Mall of America one time.
I did. I bumped into Todd there.
That was kind of frightening,
wasn't it?
It was last year, right?
After Christmas, yeah. Manny, how about you? Do you like the people watch? When you go to the mall, do you like to just kind of...
They don't let Manny go to the mall, apparently.
Watch it take place? Manny's busy dealing with something.
I think the restraining order says he can't be at the mall and can't even comment on the mall.
I typically like people watching when I go to the mall.
Do you?
I don't do a lot of shopping.
To me, it's fascinating. I just like, you know, kind of soaking it all in and watch people.
I start narrating their stories and kind of prejudging a little bit.
Rolling into my head. Yeah, but I do worry for the future of this country when I come to any mall. I will tell you that. Not just this one. Any mall. When you see mostly anybody between the ages of 14 and 25 interact way more with the gadget in their hand with their head down than they do, you know, people. You know, and you get to a store clerk and they grunt. You know, that worries me. But
well, I mean, you see the meme with all the kids and who've died too early in life and they're all up in heaven and they're looking down at empty hands all sad because they don't have anything to text with up there.
Yeah, Haley, our youngest daughter was just telling me last night about the boy that died. Where was it? And he was on a bike and got hit by a car, and they found the Pokemon like thing on his phone on the ground. It just happened the last week. Like, oh my!
You know, I hate to sound like the crabby old man, but that's one of the worst things that ever came up in society. Everybody was just going crazy and not paying attention to where they're going.
Pokemon's the worst thing that ever happened. We're going to get that call again, remember?
Sure.
Last time I made fun of it, somebody called and ripped us.
Well,
we're used to it.
Bring it on.
We're used to it. Anyway, welcome, folks. It is a Black Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. You know, some radio shows take a break. Some, you know, take the day off because it's kind of that after Thanksgiving kind of holiday deal. Not us. Not Todd the Radio God, ladies and gentlemen. Not Manny, the one and only. Manny, that's waiting for your phone calls today on the program, and not yours truly. We did give Rev, our producer, the day off. Rev is home with the family in Pennsylvania. But I had a fantastic Thanksgiving.
You mean Pennsylvania? We renamed that, right?
There's a young boy from Bismarck right there, as a matter of fact. Yes, good to see you, Patrick. Yeah, Patrick Wrigley's there with his cousin. So see folks from Bismarck, Maine, and I guess shop in Fargo. I don't know. That's the deal, I guess. Anyway, we're in West Acres. His dad's the lieutenant governor, in case you didn't know. That's Patrick Wrigley, who's a good runner and a good young man. Known him since he was a baby boy. And lots of family here in Fargo, so I'm sure that's why they're here for the Thanksgiving holiday. There's a lot of people here. I'm kind of curious, where you shop, what you do on Black Friday. If you're out and about, feel free to give us a first-hand report and let us know today on the program from West Acres. We do have a couple of guests that will join us on Black Friday. We're going to chat with Brad Schlossman, who's the CEO of West Acres. You know, a lot of malls are going away, right? You go to a lot of malls around the country and you see big vacancy, you know, this mall is crushing it. It's kind of a national phenomenon. But many of the malls in North Dakota are doing very well. I love the Dakota Square Mall in Minot. It is, I mean, that place is absolutely fantastic. And, of course, right adjacent to that is one of our fine sponsors, the folks at the Sleep Inn. The Sleep Inn and Conference Center in Minot is the place. So if you're Black Friday shopping and you're going to come in maybe to Minot and hang out, it's the place. They've got about 170-plus huge rooms. Big flat screen, 42-inch TVs in them. The water park right there, literally right there. You know, connected to the mall, right at the Dakota Shopping, Dakota Square Mall. And you've got basically a little vacation destination for the whole family. And, I mean, they have the theaters, you can take in a movie, 175 retail businesses within a mile and a half, 25 restaurants, family-friendly. And it is the number one Minot hotel for Canadian visitors 13 years in a row. And they still have rooms available for the holidays or this weekend, and very, very special deals right now. So if you're kind of sitting around thinking, gosh, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do this weekend? Black Friday weekend holiday shopping, Dakota Square Mall, Sleep Inn, Water Park. I'm telling you, it's fabulous. Stayed there many, many times. It's my place. So anyway, that's a good one. I mean, Kirkwood's a good mall, and Columbia Mall. You know, it was kind of on the cutting edge. It's sort of time has left it by a little now. But it's still, you know, pretty full. But anyway, so we'll talk about that. And, you know, you'd think at some point the online shopping thing is just going to take out malls. I don't know. I'm going to ask an expert today in the program. So Brad will join us. You know, Brad's son, Brad, I think it might be the third, is the beat writer for the Forum Communications Grand Forks Herald University of North Dakota hockey. You probably knew that, Todd. Manny, you not so much because you only care about the Gophers. But
the Rodents.
Yeah. Sheriff Paul Laney will join us at the top of next hour. Sheriff Laney, who, along with many law enforcement officers, was probably thinking Thanksgiving this year would be kind of fun to, you know, be with friends and family. Didn't happen. In fact, Sheriff Laney had actually planned a little break from the 90 days plus he's been a part of this operation, was off in Wyoming with family, and then Sunday night, of course, another riot. And so he rented a car, left his family, and came back. It's what you do. Just can't even start talking about what these folks are going through without getting revved up for the day. But we'll get an update. We'll kind of recap the whole week and where we're at with Sheriff Laney on the program. There are some other things in the works. I don't know how much can be talked about, but we'll see what he tells us today on the program. Carol Juven is going to join us at the bottom of the next hour. Carol Juven has been to Norway over 150 times, personally, leading North Dakotans. And he is going to take our listeners to Norway in June for the Midnight Sun Celebration. Do you know what the Midnight Sun Celebration is, Todd?
Something about midnight and the sun? No, I don't, I guess.
It means the sun is up at midnight.
Okay.
Does that not freak you out?
That would freak me out, yeah. Totally.
It happens every year in Norway where there's like only, I don't know, I forget, it's like an hour of darkness or 2 hours of darkness or something, but it's kind of a big deal. So we're going to go for the Midnight Sun Celebration. I've heard about it. I want to see it. And so my wife and I, we're bringing the whole family. Our son Alex, who will be getting ready for his senior year at UND. And our daughter Hannah, who will be getting ready to go off to college somewhere.
Wrestling somewhere?
She doesn't know yet. He's going through all that right now. We just had a conversation about it on Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact. I won't say any names, but she's wrestling with a couple of schools. Two of those are in North Dakota, and some of those are in faraway places that would make her mom and dad cry if she decides to go to. But, you know, East Coast, West Coast, go, don't go. So anyway, we'll know by then. It'll all be better. And then our youngest daughter, Haley, all going to Norway. Love to have you join us. So we'll talk a little bit about that today, too. How about that? In the meantime, we want to talk to you. What's your favorite mall? What's your favorite shopping thing? Do you Black Friday shop? Did you get caught up in downtown Mandan by these moronic, idiotic, rioting terrorist protesters? I can't even believe. A dead pig? Are you kidding me? A dead pig. Pig's head on a stick, dead. Real
pig. Kill the pilgrims, save the water signs.
Yeah, how about that sign? Yeah. How about that sign? Kill the pilgrims, save the water. These are the things these peaceful protesters do.
Oh,
we'll
my God.
About it next.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind is brought to you on Fridays by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and North Dakota Oil Can Program. Doing some great things for those in need over the holidays. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will guest host for me Tuesday on the program. I'll be off taking 70-plus listeners to New York City. And remember, Thursday morning, we're doing the weather with Fox and Friends. So the North Dakota group will be on Fox and Friends Thursday morning. When we get closer, I'll make sure Todd knows so we know what time will be on, you know, within a few minutes anyway, but it will be Thursday morning, so make sure you check that out. Should be lots of fun. Okay, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. That's one way you can call us. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or you can email me, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. One texter says, when you can't get to your daughter's house on Thanksgiving because of rioters, it's time to shoot them. I know most people, when they use that term, don't mean it literally. Right? How many times have I said, if that dog does that one more time, I'm going to shoot him. You know, meanwhile, I love the dog. I'd never shoot the dog, right? But you say that, and I assume that the emailer is simply expressing an enormous amount of frustration that I completely get. I totally get. And what is very troubling to me is the frustration, the tension, the fear takes a toll. And we are 106 days today? 107. This is day 107 of this terrorist activity amongst us. Somebody is going to shoot somebody. And it may not even be in self-defense. It might not even be in a, you know, it's either going to be some of these terrorist thugs that are here and part of this eco-terrorism movement, doing things that have been done in Dallas and other places, not unlike Black Lives Matter, that, by the way, are happening at an alarming rate. I don't know if you're noticing. An alarming rate. This is real, number one, in the fact that it's happening. Number two, it is real that the people that are behind that movement are part of this movement, financially and otherwise. The chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe was on MSNBC right across from someone who was involved in Black Lives Matter getting advice on how to get more media attention for their efforts here. This isn't covert. This isn't conspiracy theories. This is, it happened. So something is going to happen. This is one of the reasons this must end. How, when, all things we need to figure out. But because of texts like that one right there. And I do feel sorry for people that have had their lives disrupted, man alive. The first time we talked about this, I went off on the fact that this was an assault on property, private property rights, 107 days ago. Back the tape up, you'll hear that. 107 days ago, that's what I was snapping about. And, you know, you get a little more and more agitated. When I sat down and looked across from moms and dads in total fear for their kids with those ranchers down in St. Anthony, the community hall, I went to DEFCON 5 on this whole thing and have been there since. In my, we're doing whatever it takes to give these people voice until this ends. And that's what Todd and I have done with the show, and that's what the Flag Family Media team and the iHeart Media team have done. Because this is how these people are living. So that text expresses frustration that's real. You can't get to your daughter's house because of rioters. What do you do? That's where some pressure is on government officials to do something beyond what's currently being done to end this. Not easy by any stretch. Not trying to take cheap shots here, just saying when people say do something, that's what they mean. All of this is owned, of course, by the Obama administration. Another texter, I'd like to know who the protesters are praying to while holding a sign that says, kill a pilgrim, save the water. And could someone get that pic out to President Obama and ask why what they're waiting for? Is it for someone to get killed? A lot of smart people in this audience. We appreciate you. Because those are all very good questions. Let's go to West Hope, North Dakota. Maybe there's some answers there. I don't know about you, Todd. I get a lot of answers out of West Hope. Fresh air. Fresh air. Bob's up there. How are you, Bob?
Good. Happy Turkey Day after.
Careful.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Happy, we call it Thanksgiving around here. We get yelled at.
Happy Ham Day.
That's good, too, because I didn't have either one except a spoonful of turkey and a spoonful of dressing.
Will somebody drop you on your head? Or load up.
So.
It's Thanksgiving. Come on.
I think so. I was invited out 4 different places, and I just went to one.
And only had a spoonful.
Yep, because my wife couldn't eat it out of her plate, so I says, I'll clean it up. So
wow.
She got a good mark on that.
What were you eating?
At the old folks' home in Minot.
No, I'm saying, what were you eating?
Oh, turkey. There was turkey in the plate, and there was
But you only had a spoonful. I'm saying, why didn't you eat more?
Well, because there was no more. Somehow or another, it's a long story. But
yeah, okay, it sounds like it. All right.
Can't.
That's probably not why you called, though, Bob. What's on your mind?
No, and I'm not a mall shopper. I haven't been out to mine at the mall out there for about 5 or 6, maybe 7 years. But I stay away from that place. Anyway, about these guys down at Mandan, there would be 3 people, 3 companies that would be happy, and there would be 1 that would not be too happy. And the railroad guy wants to move that oil on track. Why don't he or the protesters build 2 tracks across the river, 1 train going and 1 coming back, and haul it across? 1 lift out and 1 dump in. Keep that train. They could pull about 7 trains on it.
Yeah, we do that now. I mean, we transport oil by rail now. You know, this is just another way of transport. To do what you're doing would enable these people to block these things everywhere and suggest it has to be done a different way. Pipelines are a safe way to transport oil, period. In fact, the safest, safer than rail, safer than truck. So we don't want to enable them, Bob, as well-intended as you are, sir. Kurt Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to call out Heidi Heitkamp about not signing that piece of paper. Do you think she should help these citizens where she lives? She's not helping us at all. She's just laying back and hanging out with Obama.
Well, she did write a letter herself, but I am with you on the fact that she refused to sign the other one is really puzzling, because it would speak volumes to have the bipartisan congressional delegation speaking out, and adding her voice to it would be fine. So it does seem like she's more worried about the Obama administration liking her and keeping her credibility with Hillary Clinton and the Democrats than fixing this problem. But, I mean, I was glad she at least wrote a letter and is saying some of the same things. She's been absent without leadership, and it is sad, Kurt, so I'm with you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Wants to do an interview with me, Todd. I've arrived.
Oh, there you
CBC.
Go.
Hockey Night in Canada Network wants to do it. Yeah, but
okay, now remember, when they say the protests were in sub-zero temps, they're right there because that's Celsius.
Anyway, CBC is a big Canadian network, and they're coming down on Monday to do some things, and they saw that op-ed I wrote about the pyramid communications thing. All the professionals that are in this thing are unbelievable. Texter says, Heidi is still hiding. Instead of Fonda, Heitkamp should be down there settling her constituency. Can't wait for Senator Kramer in 2018. I think Senator Heitkamp has lost a lot of credibility with North Dakotans because of her lack of involvement in this situation. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think she knew that at some point, but says, well, this is a no-win. This is a no-win. If I go in there, I got the environmentalists mad, the Native American, political leadership very instrumental to her winning her Senate race, so they'd be mad, yet the unions wanted to get involved, just a no-win, right? A no-win, so she opts out. Leadership requires you to make tough decisions and stand up. This says to me that she is 100% purely political. It's too bad, it really is. But I share the caller's viewpoint and the texter. A couple calls, and we're going to chat with Brad Schlossman, talk about West Acres, and malls and the future. You know, is Amazon and all the online shopping ever going to crowd the malls out? I want to get his take on all that. So we'll do that in a minute here. But a couple of your calls. Eric and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hi. Like I said, I'm from Mandan. I personally went down to the protest site yesterday. I was carrying the American flag with me. And as I approached their little protest, they started screaming, watch this racist guy over here. He's got a gun on him, and he's threatening us and all this and that. And as things carried on, you know, a few of them come up, started talking to me. And, yeah, it was very far from peaceful or friendly at all was my experience down there.
Wow. Did you see the thing with the pig?
Yes, I did.
What was the deal? I saw it after it was dismantled, but they had like a Thanksgiving table mock, but then they had like blood on it, and you know what was the point they were trying to get across?
That we're all invaders of their homeland, and us pilgrims need to go back home on the Mayflower is what they were saying to me.
One sign that said "Kill the pilgrims, save the water." Unbelievable.
Yep.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Nick in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
First of all, I just appreciate the chance of being able to talk to a national celebrity now.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about
Come on.
International. Come on. Canada's a different nation.
The only reason I mentioned it is because, honest, Don Cherry, Ron McLean, Hockey Night in Canada, I am the biggest fan of CBC. I just absolutely love them, but I'm sure they're going to come down as a couple crazy lib reporters, but that's all right. We'll have some fun with them.
Well, I just wanted to thank you, first of all, for the job you guys do. It's really appreciated and really support you guys and what you're doing and everything, all about it. So thank you. Got a couple things I'd like to discuss. First of all, I know a couple workers from the same building that were out to lunch this past week. I thought it was real interesting in the restaurant they were at. A couple tables and booths full of protesters were in there, and they heard them in their conversations bragging about they're getting paid. They've been unemployed, and they're getting paid $1,500 to $3,500 per week to be here to do this. And that was a big reason that they were here. I thought that was pretty ridiculous.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Who is paying them?
I don't know.
I want to know that so bad. And I'm sure there's a few, you know, plenty of ways to, you know, hide the identity of the real folks. There's some stories going around that there are checks being cashed from the railroad. And
I've heard that from a lot of people,
and I've heard it from credible sources that know somebody that, you know somebody that works at the bank or whatever. But I really think that's just so far-fetched because, obviously, if I'm BNSF, I am not, trust me, I am not going to write a check on BNSF, you know, checks to people to protest. It's just that's the most far-fetched thing. They just never do it. They'd write a check to some other entity and, you know, have it be, you know, Save the Water Inc. or whatever. So I don't know. I have a hard time believing that one.
Yeah, I've heard that's happening at the Walmarts, too, and stuff. People are walking in there continuously with checks from BNSF and they're cashing them. But anyway, another thing I thought, you know, these guys are complaining they don't like our fossil fuels, don't want them. I would assume at the camps there's these 500 to 1,000-pound propane tanks and diesel fuel tanks, gasoline tanks, and they're distributing all these fossil fuels. We should find out who's probably selling that stuff to the camps and make sure that they're not doing it. You know, they don't want it. They don't like it. Let's not supply them with any at the camps.
You know, that's something that Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, said very early on. He said, you cannot lawfully support an unlawful protest. And he's citing law, right? He isn't just recommending this. This is illegal. And we had reports early on of Lowe's, and somebody sent us a picture of Lowe's delivering, like, lumber and stuff down there. We actually sent a note and a picture to the CEO of Lowe's and asked for an interview, and they blew us off. But I think that's something absolutely positively that needs to be dug into, no question about it. Appreciate your call very much and your kind words, Nick. Thanks so much, okay?
Thank you.
All right, one more quick call, and then we'll get to our guest, Nate in Wahpeton. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd just like to share what I consider my gut feeling on the involvement, or I should say the lack of involvement from the administration on dealing with the pipeline and the protests. And I think it's part of the post-election opening moves of the political chess game that they like to play. I don't believe the administration is going to do anything short of actually shooting starting to take place out there. I think they will, I just don't believe that they will do anything. They'll turn this over to President-elect Trump. They will force his hand. Of course, the protesters, they're going to dig their heels in. It's going to take an increased amount of force, be it law enforcement or actually mobilizing National Guard to make something happen there. And then it's going to fall back onto the Trump presidency. You have so many of what I consider the millennial types that support this kind of action that this is just going to be, I think, an ongoing thing with the new administration that's going to come in. They're going to have to fight these very difficult fights that there's going to be a legacy left behind. 4 years from now, it may be very difficult, no matter what the President-elect Trump is able to accomplish, you know, from an economic standpoint, getting growth going in this country. But there will be all these little daisy chains of bloody nose events, I think, that will take place. And from you know, where he stands on taking action on some of these things, there's going to be some bloody noses. And I think down the road, this whole thing is all part of what I consider that political chess game.
I don't doubt you're right, Nate. We'll leave it there and appreciate your comments. Please call again. Thanks a bunch. Our next guest, President and CEO of West Acres, where we are at, broadcasting today, Brad Schlossman. Brad, thank you for the hospitality today. We're having a great time.
Well, good morning. I hope it's busy there.
It is very busy. Mr. Hallstrom got here about 4:45, and I got here a little before 6, and we've just noticed a steady increase nonstop. And of course, I guess some of the folks have been here all night long, so kind of fun.
Well, it ends up being a pretty festive evening and overnight for those that decide to shop all night, but. Wish I could have been there enjoying Thanksgiving in Minot this year, so with family.
So when do you first remember this idea of kind of the Black Friday creep, if you will, where it just started getting more and more crazy all the time? How'd that start?
Well, it didn't start at a particular momentous year. The term you used is a Black Friday creep is exactly right. Hopefully we are as far as it's going to go. About a third of the stores opened last evening, and most of them, I would say, closed at midnight when things trail off a bit. But there are some that hang in all night. And the number of people that come would more than fill the cargo dome. So it's a trend that I won't say we encouraged it, but for those stores that want to be there and for those customers that want to be there, we allow that option.
You know, you run a great mall, and it's just one of those malls that always stays on the cutting edge, right? I mean, every time I come here, I'll notice a little something new, or even if it's just a kiosk or whatever, but you run a great mall. It's unusual in that a lot of malls are owned by big, giant corporations. This is locally owned. It's North Dakota. How have you done it?
Well, I appreciate the compliments. When you say how we've done it, that's past tense. We're still doing it. We still see challenges ahead, work ahead all the time, and maybe that's why we're able to stay ahead of the game. These days, there are a lot of malls that, I don't want to be too critical, but you rest on your laurels and pretty soon you find yourselves behind. We didn't want to be one of those centers. We try to stay ahead of that. It's continued to pay off. The customers keep coming and the tenants keep wanting to join in.
Yeah, and the stores you get here, obviously stores that you're not going to see at Dakota Square or Kirkwood or Columbia Mall or whatever. How do you do that? How do you get in the game of, the brand or the storefronts that are in demand in the big cities?
Well, success breeds success, and the stores who are more sought after will look to see how the stores that are already in the mall are performing. And if they're performing well, they will say, hey, we can do that too. That's the short answer. Obviously, there's a lot more to it than that, of building relationships, making sure we mind our P's and Q's, make sure our customer experience is what it should be, and connect with the customers through social media, online, and traditional advertising.
Hang on one second, if you would, Brad. We're going to go to a break and come back and finish on the other side of the break. Brad Schlossman is with us, President and CEO of West Acres. Some folks might say, Brad Schlossman, where have I heard that name before? His son is one great reporter. Perform news service, and is the beat writer for the University of North Dakota hockey team. I'm going to see him Saturday in New York City for the big Boston College-UND matchup. But more with Brad about West Acres, the other Brad, when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing common hunting injuries and how to prepare.
One third of every person that owns a tree stand ends up having some kind of an accident with that. And primarily we see broken bones, impalement, where they're falling on a branch that goes into their body, rib fractures, and a lot of times neck and spine injuries. So our goal at the North Dakota Safety Council is really to give people the tools that they can use to make sure that if somebody is in an accident, that they're as a statistic for an accident and not a fatality. It's what can I do to help the people that are with me? There's simple things that you can do and that you learn in a CPR and first aid class that really can help keep you safe as well.
For safe hunting tips and a full listing of upcoming first aid and CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Scott, Todd, sadly, the weather gal on Fox and Friends Thanksgiving morning made a pitch for donations for the Dapple protesters. I kid you not. Maybe you better set them straight next week, Scott.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. I'm going to find that. I'll tell you that right now. Although Fox has gone about as mainstream as they can, but that's going over the top. I mean, when you're advocating for donations for people that are throwing Molotov cocktails at the cops, I mean, bad, bad idea. But we will be in New York next week. Thursday on Fox and Friends with our crew of 70 coming out to New York City for a wonderful set of days there, and of course Saturday taken in the game. So, but watch Fox and Friends on Thursday morning. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. Believe it or not, the holiday shopping's here, folks, right now. And if the long lines and the big crowds sort of get you down a little bit, but you still want the best deal, B-Mobile wants you to be part of their rewarding holiday and shop without the chaos. Their B-Rewarded program, they call it, B-Rewarded, is for everyone. You get special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and exclusive weekly offers through the entire month of December. Find out more. Go to bmobile.com/berewarded. You'll find them in Fargo and Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno. Also in Minnesota, you'll find them in Thief River Falls, Bemidji, and Detroit Lakes. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium detail. Finishing our conversation with Brad Schlossman from West Acres today on What's on Your Mind, talking a little bit about Black Friday and all the shopping and just sort of retail in general. And I love the fact that they're local. This is local. When you come to West Acres, you're supporting West Acres, which is locally owned. How many, is this rare, Brad, to have a locally owned mall of this size?
Not totally rare. There's a handful around the country that still are. Well, definitely it's the exception. I guess I pay attention to the fact that there's still some locally owned ones there, including some of the most successful ones in the world. So maybe there's something to keeping your finger on the pulse.
In North Dakota, are you the only locally owned mall?
Yes, of the major ones, yes.
Yeah, and what kind of drawing area does West Acres pull from? I mean, where are the zip codes? Where are the license plates? Where are they coming from?
Well, about 60% come from Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo zip codes. The next 20% are the, we'll say 580s and 565s. So that's the zip codes that begin with those three numbers, and that goes from anywhere from 60 to 80 miles range. And then the last 20% is beyond that. And it's based on a 2014 mall intercept survey that we did with where we collected over 20,000 zip codes. So we're very confident in those numbers.
That's interesting. You know, and there's a story that's out there about a potential new outlet mall. And, you know, the story talks about the drawing area necessary for, you know, certain amount of population within a, you know, 30-mile area they normally look for, and evidently they're trying to make the case that Fargo would be unique enough that you would actually draw from a wider area of kind of all throughout North Dakota. One of the reasons I guess outlet malls are a big deal around the country is because malls like this are less and less kind of a force. Yet, one of the things I found interesting from the developers is they used West Acres being such a successful mall as a reason that the outlet mall would be good. Do you see that as a good thing and bring more shoppers to you, or do you see it as competition?
Well, it's a little bit of both. So it remains to be seen whether or not this is going to happen. They're talking about it being in the exploratory stage. The PRG people are good people, and if it can get done, maybe they're the ones that can do it. But, you know, right now they have challenges trying to attract tenants. They'll have challenges trying to get financing. And they've also said that the city incentives are important. And, you know, all three of those things in today's environment are a pretty tough challenge. But they're good people. Maybe they can pull it off.
I just think it's great that it's, you know, even in the discussion phase, you know, because it just says we do things a little differently in this part of the world. I really think that's pretty neat. And if they pull it off, they pull it off. I mean, you've pulled off being the exception to the rule with a locally owned mall that continues to thrive and grow and, you know, get the latest stores. What is, you know, the shopper that comes to a mall today want? What brings them here rather than to Amazon or buy it online?
Well, there's a variety of things. You know, when you shop at a mall, you get the experience where you can, you know, feel items, you can try them on, you don't have to worry about returns if it doesn't fit. There's hassles involved in the online side of things as well. But, you know, frankly, we've been watching online for, well, there was a 1997 article in Time magazine that said, "Kiss your mall goodbye." So the internet's been out there as a force for quite some time. just this week, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about Best Buy, how it's been able to fight Amazon.com. And they talk about the fact that Best Buy has been working on experience, been working on price, and working on the internet experience for Best Buy customers. So they are focusing on omni-channel, which nearly all of our stores are as well.
Interesting. That's an interesting way to put it. By the way, we have something in common then, because they said that about us when TV came along. You guys in radio are done.
TV with pictures, or radio with pictures. That was TV, yeah.
Hey, fascinating conversation, Brad. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work at West Acres. Brad Schlossman, our guest.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.